Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Tzadik Ches. We're going to start from the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischi. We all know a Korban Pesach can only be brought from a male lamb or a male kid, not from a female animal. And this person, he separated a female animal for a Korban Pesach. We know that the Korban Pesach is only kosher for the first year of its life, and he took an animal that was after that, in its second year and beyond in its life. And these are the fundamental rules of Korban Pesach, which he hasn't abided to, which means from the very onset, from the very moment that he separated this animal, it was already not slated to be a Korban Pesach. This is already an animal that, as is, it was separated to be a Korban Pesach, but it could not be a Korban Pesach. The most it could be is a Moisara Pesach. It could be a Shlomim, or if in one way or another it would get sold, which we'll learn about, sold and the money used for either Korban Pesach or Moisara Pesach, which is Shlomim. But from the start, it could not be used for a Korban Pesach. As the Mishnah says, Yire Achi Yistayv. Since from the very fact that it was separated in a way that it could not possibly be offered on the Mizbeach, that means it was rejected. Till now we've learned about if you have a Korban Pesach that's supposed to be a Korban Pesach, and either Chatzois or Shechita rejected one of the animals, then it becomes Dochui, and once it's rejected, it's not called a Moisara Pesach, it's called a Pesach Dochui. A rejected Korban cannot be put on the Mizbeach. It has to graze until it receives a blemish, and then it can be sold, and its money is used for a similar korban. Over here, since it was rejected by virtue of the fact that it was separated for a korban that it could not possibly be, that's called dochui, it's called rejected, and therefore it cannot go on the mizbeach, certainly not as a korban pesach, but even not as a shlomim, rather yirachi yistayv, it grazes until it receives a blemish, v'yimochir, and it is sold, v'yipludamov l'nadova, and the money gets put aside for a nadova, l'shlomim for a shlomim. And here Rabbeinu Tam says, and he says that he could have said this earlier already in a previous Mishnah on the Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, that whenever it says that the money can be used for a shlomim, obviously if it's still before Pesach, the money can be used for an actual Korban Pesach. If not, it's used for a shlomim. Continues the Mishnah, Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Hamafrish Pischoi, this is a new case. If somebody separated a Korban Pesach, an owner of an animal made this animal into a Korban Pesach, umeis, and the owner of the animal died. Lo yavienu benoi acharov. And his son, who we'll soon see later if his son was actually registered on this Korban or not, but assuming that this son was not registered on the Korban, then his son cannot, so to speak, inherit the Korban Pesach from his father and, so to speak, become the owner by virtue of inheritance and bring it as a Korban Pesach. He cannot bring it at L'Shem Pesach, Elo L'Shem Shlomim. Rather, since this is called a Pesach Shemesu Baalov, it's called a Korban Pesach, which doesn't have any Menuyim on it, it doesn't have anyone registered on it, the only one that was registered on it was the father, and the father died, it's now a Korban Pesach without anyone registered on it, and it cannot be brought as a Korban Pesach, rather it can be brought as a Moisar HaPesach, as a Shlomim. Continues, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna Barei Rav Yehoshua, Shema Minotlas. From our Mishnah we can learn three halachas. So from the beginning of the Mishnah, that if somebody separated an animal that could not possibly be that korban it was separated for, for example, it was separated for a korban Pesach, but it was either a nekeva, female, or it was too old. And the Mishnah says, it's rejected, it cannot go on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, you learn from there three halachas. Number one, Shema Mino Baalei Chayim Nidchin. It's a machlokes elsewhere, but you see that our Mishnah holds that even an animal, once it's alive, whilst it's still alive, can have the status of being rejected. It's not like other korbanos, which we learn about in other places in Shas, where after it was shechted, it becomes rejected from the mizbeach. No, even whilst it was alive, it's rejected. This animal is still alive. It's a nekeva, it's a ben shdei shonim, and we say it's rejected, and it has to be left to graze until it has a blemish. And Rashi says here that this could have been deduced from a previous Mishnah, when we already saw earlier in the Mishnah that an animal which was alive on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis has to be left to graze. This we could have deduced the same, but the reason that the Gemara chose to say it here was because of the other halachas. We learn that a rejected animal, and this is also a machlekes elsewhere, but an animal that was nireh, which means it was fit to be a korban, and then it got rejected, as we've seen in previous sugyas, then we can understand there's an issue of rejecting an animal. Here you've got an animal that rejected from what? This animal was never more fit to be this korban than it is now. This nekeva was never fit to be a korban pesach, and it will never be a korban pesach. And when he separated it as a korban pesach, he obviously had in mind to use the money, the value of this korban, to be used for korban pesach. But so you see that is dochi miikara. If it's rejected before it was ever fit for the mizbeach, it's still called rejected. Oshmamin, or the third halacha is yesh dichui bedomim. Over here, it was self-understood that this animal was only separated in order for its money to be used for a korban pesach, because everyone knows that a nekeva or a ben shteishanim cannot be a korban pesach. And if he separated this animal to be a korban pesach, he obviously intended to use it, that he was going to redeem it and use the money for korban pesach. But since this animal could not have been used and it was not fit for the korban it was separated for, then even though we would have assumed that it was initially separated only that the money should be used for the korban pesach, nonetheless it's rejected. There's yesh dichui, that an animal can be rejected, even bedomim, even though it was self-understood that it could not have been used for the korban itself. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, why is this different to what it says, yesh dichui mi'ikara? Every dichui mi'ikara, every time when an animal is rejected from the very start, we assume that it was only separated in order for the value to be used, and therefore these final two halachas seem to be the same. This is something discussed in the Mefarshim. Continues the next Gemara. Hamafrish pischoi. We're now moving to the second case in the Mishnah. If somebody was mafrish, he separated a korban pesach, umeis, and then the owners died, then the Mishnah says, lo yevienu benoi acharov l'shem pesach, his son cannot bring this korban pesach as a korban pesach. Tanu Rabbon. So we're now going to have a brisa, and the brisa is somewhat cryptic, and is telling us two halachas, and we somehow have to find a single case where these two halachas apply. Tanu Rabbanon, the Braisa says as follows. Hamafrish es pischoi umeis. Okay, that's the headlines. That's the case we're talking about. Somebody separated a korban pesach and he died. Then the Braisa says two halachas. Im benoi memuna imoi, if his son was registered on the korban pesach with him initially, then yuvienu l'shem pesach. Then, even though now, after the father's died, the only person still registered on the Korban Pesach is the son, okay, he can bring the Korban Pesach. Ein benoy, that's the first halacha. Second halacha in the Braisa, ein benoy memune imoy, if his son was not registered with him, then you cannot bring it as a Korban Pesach, yuvienu l'shem shlomim, then this Korban has to be brought as a shlomim, as with every Moisar HaPesach, it cannot be offered as a Korban Pesach. When is it brought as a shlomim? The Shisha Asar on the 16th of Nisan. So before going into the first two halachas, the Gemara explains, what's this on the 16th? You can only bring it as a shlomim on the 16th. It says the Gemara, L'yudvav in, on the 16th of Nisan you can bring it as a shlomim. L'tesvav loy, but you cannot bring it as a shlomim on the 15th. Why? Kosova nadorim unadobis ain't craven b'yomtuv, because any korban that you don't have to bring on yomtuv, if it's just a neder, a private, a commitment that somebody made to bring a korban, or an adova, or a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, in Kraven B'yomtuv, it does not override Yomtuv, and you bring the Dorim and Adovis on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the 16th of Nisan. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the actual two halachas. First halacha, let's just recap. First halacha, if the son was Mamuna with him, then it's a korban pesach, you can bring it as a korban pesach. Second halacha, if the son was not registered with the father, it can be brought as a shlomim. And now we have to understand what was the scenario when those two halachas apply. And before we look and see in the Gemara, we'll just introduce as follows. If what the Gemara is going to discuss is when did the father actually die? Did the father die before Chatzos? Or did before Chatzos, korbonis are never rejected. Before Chatzos, a person himself, it's not yet incumbent on him to bring the Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach can only be brought after Chatzos. If the father died before Chatzos, then if the son was not Mamuna with the father, then it's very straightforward. Then you have a Korban Pesach that had no owners. It was never, this Korban never saw Chatzos. If this Korban saw Chatzos and only then the father died, then it could be that the Korban is now being rejected. And then not only can it not be brought as a Korban Pesach, not only can it not be brought as a Korban Shlomim, it has to be Yireh Achi Yistoyv. As we said before, rejected Korban cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, even as a Shlomim. But if the father died before Chatzos, then this animal, the situation with this animal was fixed already, was determined before Chatzos, so there's no rejection here. So if the son was not Memuna with the father, it's easy to understand that the Korban is now a Shlomim. It's a Korban Pesach with no owners. The owner died, the son was not registered on it. It's a Shlomim. That's fine. If the father died before Chatzos, then in the case that the son was registered with him, then as far as Hilchas Pesach is concerned, we shouldn't have an issue at all. So it had two owners, two people registered on it, the father and the son. The father died and the son is bringing the Korban. But we have a different issue. We have an issue that if the father died before Chatzos, then before the son was actually Mechuyev to Shecht the Korban Pesach, he was already an Oinon. We've seen previously in the Gemara, somebody whose father passes away or one of the close relatives dies is considered an Oinon that day. We don't Shecht the Korban Pesach for an Oinon because we're afraid he's going to become Tommy, as we saw in a previous Mishnah. So then even if the son was Mamuna, was registered on this Korban Pesach, we cannot shecht it as a Korban Pesach. So we're going to have an issue with that. That's all if the father died before Chatzos. If the father died after Chatzos, then since the son was already chayev to bring this Korban Pesach at the split point of Chatzos, then even though he's going to become an Oinon, at that point we say no. Since he was already mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach, we assume he'll be careful not to become Tomei, and we have no issue with Oinon. And they'll shecht the Korban Pesach for him at night, when Min HaTorah is not an Oinon, he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach.
However, the big issue is going to come up, and that is if the father died after Chatzos, and the son was not Memuna on the Korban Pesach, which means that at Chatzos, the father was still alive. This is a regular Korban Pesach. The father died, the son was not registered on it. Now the animal gets rejected. If the animal gets rejected, it cannot be brought even as a shlomim. It has to be left to graze. So whichever way we hold it, we're going to have an issue. If the father died before Chatzos, we have a problem that if the son was registered in it, how can he bring Korban Pesach? He's an Oinon. If he died after Chatzos, then if he's not registered on the Korban Pesach, how can you say it's a shlomim? The animal has been rejected. That's going to be the question. And we're actually going to have in the Gemara five different answers how we can make sense of this braisa. Says the Gemara, Demis ho'av emus. When did the father die? Ilema demis koidim chatzois. If the father died before chatzois, then in the case of benoi memuna imoi, if the son was registered with the father, yuvienu l'shem pesach. How can the braisa say that you can bring as a korban pesach? Hocholo aninus ilavei mi'ikora. He became an oinon before chatzois, before he was actually, the chiyuv of bringing the korban pesach actually applied to him. And if he's an oinon, you don't shecht the korban pesach for him. Elo, it must be demis achar chatzos. We have no choice other than to say this braisa is talking about the father died after chatzos. In which case, ein benoy memuna imoy. If the son is not registered on the korban pesach, yovienu l'shem shlomim. He can bring it as a shlomim. Hakovasei chatzos. Since at the second of chatzos, it's now become kavua. It's now become able and fit to be a korban, and the father died afterwards, the owners died, the mesu ba'olov died, the menuyim, all those registered died, because we're talking about the son was not registered on this korban, all those registered, namely only the owner, only the father, is not alive anymore. So now he's going to be rejected. He's going, as we saw before, that chatzos, at least according to one opinion, the point of chatzos is the point where an animal is rejected. If it's rejected, it cannot be brought as a shlomim. It has to be yirachi yistoiv. That was the question of the Gemara, as we explained. Says the Gemara, the first answer, Omar Rava. Lo'oi lom dumis koidim chatzos. Rava says no. Rava says, we're assuming this whole braisa is talking about before chatzos. And therefore, we understand that if the son is not memuna on the korban, we understand that since the father died before chatzos, the animal got rejected before chatzos, which means it didn't get rejected because an animal only gets rejected if it was fit at chatzos. And therefore, we understand that it's a shlomim. Where did we have an issue with it? That if the father died before chatzos, the son is an oinon. If the son's an oinon, how can you say that when the son is memuno, is registered with that korban, how can you bring it as a pesach? He's an oinon. Says the Gemara, umayiv yenu l'shum pesach. When it says that you can bring it as a korban pesach, you know what it means? L'shum pesach sheini. It doesn't mean bringing it for the first pesach. The first pesach, he cannot bring it because he's an oinon. The second pesach, he can bring it. Pesach sheini, it's a month later. He won't be an oinon by then anymore. That was the first answer. Second answer, Abaye Omar Litzdodim Kotoni. Abaye says that of the four cases that we could be talking about, Koidim Chatzois, Achar Chatzois, and in each case, either the son is Mamuna, not Mamuna, Abaye says you have to split it into two. One of these two alochas is talking about Koidim Chatzois, and one of these two alochas is talking about after Chatzois. Litzdodim Kotoni, that the part of the braisa that says Meis Achar Chatzois, the first halacha that says that if the son is registered on the korban, he can bring it as a korban pesach. That's talking about if he died after chatzos, and that's what we said before. If he died after chatzos, then since at the point of chatzos the son was already chayev in korban pesach, even though he's an oinon, we assume he'll be careful not to become tomei, and we can shecht for him. And indeed, in the case of where he's not memuna, the Brice is not talking about it. In the case he's not Mamuna, indeed, it won't be even a Shlomim. It'll be Yira Achi Yistayv, because he died after Chatzos, and if the son was not Mamuna, was not registered on it, the animal was rejected. The second halach in the Brisa is talking where it says that if the son is not registered on it, you can bring as a shlomim. That's not talking about meis achar chatzos. It's talking about meis koidim chatzos. Meis koidim chatzos and ein benoy memuna imoy. Then yavienu l'shem shlomim. Because since the father died before chatzos, the animal was not rejected at chatzos because already before chatzos it had no owners, and before chatzos it was already slated to be a shlomim, not a pesach, and therefore you can bring a shlomim. And indeed, if the son would have been memuna, then he wouldn't be able to bring it as a pesach because he's an oinon, and the braisa is not talking about that case. That was Abaye's approach. The third approach, Rav Shravya Omar, and from here, Rav Shravya and Rav Ashi and Ravina, the next three answers, they're all following the same lines. That we're talking, the whole braisa is talking about after chatzos. And therefore, if the son was memuna with the father, since at the time of chatzos the father was still alive, we do not have an issue with oinon, even though he became an oinon afterwards. We assume he'll stay tohir and he brings the korban pesach, and that's what the first halacha says, memuna imoy, he brings it as a shlomim. However, all three of them are going to try and explain how loy memuna imoy, the second halacha, if the son was not registered together with the father, nonetheless, the animal can be brought as a shlomim. But if the father died after chatzos, then why don't we say that at chatzos, the animal got rejected? That means the animal became fit at chatzos. After that, once it became fit at chatzos, afterwards, it will get rejected when the father dies, and then why can it be brought as a shlomim? It has to be left to graze and get a blemish. So there's going to be three explanations for that. Rav Shravya Omar, Rav Shravya says, La'olam demis le'achar chatzos. We're talking, the whole braisa is talking about that the father died after chatzos. Ukegoyin shahoya oviv goises b'chatzos. And goises is a person who's hanging between life and death, and a person whose goises, and most goisesim, don't survive. Therefore, even though he was alive at chatzos, we don't say that the animal was fit to be brought as a korban pesach at chatzos, because we assume that this person was going to die before sometime before the evening, and therefore it's not considered rejected. It's as if it was never fit, and therefore, even though he died, it wasn't rejected. It's as if he died before chatzos. The animal is not considered fit to be brought as a korban at Chatzos. And since it was not fit at Chatzos to be brought, because of our assumption that the owners would die before the evening, therefore it's not nidcha, it's not rejected, and therefore the halacha is yavi shlomim, it can be brought as a shlomim. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, le'olam demis le'acha Chatzos, he says the same as Rav Shravya, that we're talking about the father died after Chatzos, and you're going to ask a question, how can you bring this korban as a shlomim if it was rejected? Rav Shimon, this price is following the opinion of Rav Shimon, to Omar, ein bali chayim nitchin, that the bali chayim, an animal that's still alive, is never rejected. We mentioned before that from our Mishnah here, we see that live animals can be rejected. This price is talking about, is following Rav Shimon, who argues with that and says that live animals are not rejected. Since this animal was still alive when the father died, it was not rejected, and therefore it can be brought as a shlomim. Ravina, the final answer, also following the above, saying we're talking about after Chatzos, he says, you know what happened? He only made it into a Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So at Chatzos, this animal was not even separated and designated to be a Korban, so it could not be rejected. Only an animal that at the moment of Chatzos was fit to be a Korban, and then later it gets rejected, that's a rejected animal. Here we're talking about that the father died after Chatzos, and before he managed to die, after Chatzos is when they separated the korban. So it didn't get rejected, because at Chatzos it was not yet a korban. They only made it into a korban after Chatzos. And later, sometime after Chatzos, the owner died. And obviously, he holds that it's the point of Chatzos, not the point of Shechita. We saw before it was Machlekes Rabba and Reb Zeira. But over here, this Braisa holds that it's Chatzos is what determines whether an animal gets rejected. Since at the time of Chatzos, this animal was not fit yet to be on the Mizbeach, because it was not even made into a korban yet, it was not rejected. And therefore, if you made it into a korban after Chatzos, even if the owners died, nonetheless, it's not a rejected animal, and it can be brought as a shlomim. Continues the next Mishnah. HaPesach shenisariv bezvochim, if you had a Korban Pesach, that a lamb that was separated as a Korban Pesach, and it got mixed in with another two lambs, that one of them was, for example, designated to be a Korban Osham, and another one a Korban Oilo. Kulam yiru acheyistavu. All three of them, since they differ so much with the way that they're done and other issues, therefore it's not possible to actually shecht any of these korbanos. All three animals have to be left to graze until they get a blemish, and then v'yimkru, you can sell them v'yavi b'dmei ayofar shebehen mimin zeh. Then you take the value of the most expensive of these three, and you buy one of these korbanos. For example, you had a Pesach, an Osham, and an Oilo, and the most expensive of these three animals was worth a gold coin, a sela. Then you have to take a sela and buy with it an Osham, and a sela and buy with it an Oilo, and a sela and buy with it a Pesach. So v'yovi b'tmei ayofar shebehen mimin zeh. From the a sela, which is the value of the most expensive of these three, you buy one korban. U'b'tmei ayofar shebehen mimin zeh. And the same with all three. V'yafsid ha'meisar mebeisoy, even though only one of these animals was worth a sela, the other two were worth less. So the sum total of all three is less than three sloim. Nonetheless, since you don't know which animal was the more expensive one, you have to bring all three to the value of the expensive one. V'yafsid ha'meisar mebeisoy, and the extra that you have to add on to make up the three sela, you just have to add on, it's a loss, but you have to add that on from your own private money. And we're obviously not talking about that he actually sold all three, and now he has the money in front of him, and he takes a sela. That means he sold one of them for a sela, one of them for a little bit less, and one of them for a little bit less. He takes the money of a sela and buys one of the korbanos. That you can't do, because as soon as you've redeemed these animals after they've become blemished, then when you redeem it, then the money that you redeemed it with must be used for that type of korban. And since you don't know what type of korban that is, you're going to have a problem. So Rashi explains what you do is you let all three have a blemish, and then you take three coins of a sela, and you just say like this, wherever the osham is, I want the osham to be redeemed on this sela. And then whatever the oilah is, I want the oilah to be redeemed on this seller. Whatever the Pesach is, I want the Pesach to be redeemed on this seller. And now each of these three coins are designated for that particular korban, and that's the money that you use for those korbanis. Nis'ariv b'b'chayris. This is an interesting halacha, that there's a tremendous amount of similarity between a korban Pesach and a korban b'chayr. A toher animal, a firstborn animal that's toher, is brought as a korban. Many of the halachas are similar to korban Pesach, as we'll see in the Gemara. So if you had a korban Pesach and a b'chayr that got mixed into each other, then Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Oimer, im chaburas koyanim yoichlu. If on the korban Pesach belonged to a group of koyanim, and a b'chayr can only be eaten by koyanim, you now have two animals, one may be a b'chayr, one may be a korban Pesach, and you don't know which is which, you shecht both of them. The halachas of applying the blood and the whole procedure of bringing the animals are almost the same. So you bring both. One of them is a Pesach, one of them is a b'chayr. We don't know which is which, it doesn't matter. And then the koyanim eat both. One of them will be eaten, whichever one is the korban Pesach will be eaten as the korban Pesach, and the other one will be eaten as a korban b'chayr. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon, and it will be discussed more in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, V'ha ko maisi kochim lebeis apsul. How can Reb Shimon, that we just saw at the end of the Mishnah, say that if a korban Pesach and a b'chayr get mixed together, you can shecht them both, and as providing that it's koyanim, they can eat both animals, and you'll have to eat both of them, assuming that they might be korban Pesach. You can only eat it that night. The question is, a b'chayr can be eaten for 2 days with a night in between, and korban Pesach can only be eaten till the end of the night. By offering up the two animals, you're forcing them to eat the korban b'chayr with the limit of till the end of that first night, limiting the amount of time that you're going to be able to eat the korban Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Reb Shimon letame. Reb Shimon himself, he holds that the omar mevi'in kochim lebeis apsul. That even though you shouldn't do it lekatchila, if you have no other choice, it's better to bring an animal and force them to eat it in a time shorter than the generally allowed time for that type of korban, even though that in the event that they don't manage to eat it, it will become noisar, or they'll treat it as noisar, even though they had. That means this b'chayr, since we don't know which is the b'chayr, it can only be eaten till the end of the night. After the end of the night, we have to assume it's noisar and can no longer be eaten, as if it was korban Pesach, even though had we known it was a b'chayr, it would be able to be eaten the following day as well. Reb Shimon says it's better to do that than to say that the animals have to be left to get a blemish and cannot be brought as a korban. We'd rather that you try and eat it quicker than the general allotted time in order to avoid that. The Tnan we learned in the Mishnah, Osham Shenis Ariv B'Shlomim. You have a korban Osham and a korban Shlomim that got mixed into each other. Reb Shimon Oimer, Yishchatu B'Tzofin. Even though a korban Shlomim does not have to be brought in the north of the Beis HaMikdash, it can be shechted anywhere. He says, shechte as if it's a korban Osham. Kochi kochim should be shechted on the tzofin of the mizbeach. Shechted there because you don't know which is an oshom, which is a shlomim. V'yoichlu kachomer shebahem, and you should eat it, assuming that means eat it with the same halachas as the korban oshom, which is only the zichrei kohuna. Only the males are allowed to eat it, and only for a day and a night, and only within the Azara, Lifnim and Akloim. These are all halachas that apply to Kochi Kochim, not to Kochim Kalim. Had we known which was the Shlomim, it can be eaten by, it does not have to only be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, it does not only be eaten a day and a night, it can be eaten the next day as well, it does not have to be eaten inside the Kloim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Since you don't know which is which, then you yoichlu kachomer shebahen. Omruloi, the Chachomim responded to Reb Shimon, Ein mevi'in kochim lebeis apsul. An Osham can only be brought yom v'layla. Shlomim is shtei yomim v'layla echod. You're not allowed to shech this korban and have to be machmir as if it's an Osham, because you're going to cause them to assume that the leftovers after a day and a night are already noisar, when in fact, if it's a Shlomim, it's not yet noisar. That's the end of this of this Mishnah. So according to Reb Shimon, we're not so concerned about Mavim Kachim Lebeis HaPsul, and that's why the Mishnah Ba'as said that if it's Kohanim, bring both the Bechor and the Pesach and eat them all before the end of the night. The question is, V'Rabbonon Heicha Avdinon. According to the Rabbonon argue with Reb Shimon. It's only Reb Shimon says, Im Chaburas Kohanim, if it's a group of Kohanim, then Yoichlu, they can eat it. The Rabbonon say, Ein Mavim Kachim Lebeis HaPsul. You cannot shecht both animals and be forced to eat the Bechor within the time frame of a Korban Pesach, because you're shortening the time that the Bechor is allowed to be eaten. So what, according to the Rabbonon, what are you supposed to do when a Korban Pesach and a Bechor get mixed together? And Rashi explains the question here. Rashi says that in the case of the Oshom and the Shlomim, we don't have an issue. According to the Rabbonon, they argue the Reb Shimon. They say, no problem, wait till both animals graze and have a mum, and then redeem them, and from the money of one of them you'll buy a Shlomim, and the other one you'll buy an Oshom, and the Shlomim will be redeemed on money that will then buy a Shlomim, and you'll eat that Shlomim for 2 days and a night. You will not have reduced the time, and everything works out well. The problem is that what's unique with Bechor is that you cannot actually redeem the Bechor. You're not allowed to, there's no such concept as pidyon, as redeeming of a Bechor. And if you redeem the Bechor, the Kedush of the Bechor doesn't go on the money, and you can't use the money to buy another animal. So over here, what you're going to do? You're going to let them both have a mum, and then what? One of them is a Bechor, one is a Korban Pesach. You can't just say, I'm redeeming them both, because you cannot redeem the Bechor part. So what are you going to do? What's the solution? Says Rava, Omar Rava, I'll give you a simple solution. Indeed, you don't redeem both. What do you do? Namtin le'achi yumamu. First, you wait till both of them have a blemish. What's the halacha? Korban Pesach, once it has a blemish, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to redeem it. Before it's redeemed, it's a Pesach. I'm saying before you know which carbon it is, you can't do anything with it. Once it has a mum, you cannot eat it as it is. You have to redeem it. Before you redeem it, it's a Korban Pesach with a mum. You redeem it. The money is now going to be used for a Korban Pesach or for a Marisara Pesach, for a Shlomim, and that's going to be okay. What's the halacha with the Bechor? The halacha with the Bechor is that once it has a mum, then a Kohen can just eat it. You cannot redeem it. But after it has a Bechor, a Kohen can eat it. Now, there's one difference between a Bechor after it has a mum and a Korban Pesach after it's been redeemed. A Korban Pesach, after it has its blemish, and now you redeem it, it's a regular chulin animal. You can do whatever you want with it. There's no restrictions whatsoever. Bechor, however, even after it has a mum, it's no longer put on the Mizbeach. The Kohen will eat it, but you're not allowed to treat it as if it's a regular chulin animal. You can't go and shecht it in the itlis, in the cattle market, in the butchers where they're selling all the chulin meat. No, it has to have its own set of halachas, and it's got its own way of where you shecht it, how you weigh it, how you sell it, or how you can consume it. So here what they do is they wait for both to have a mum, and then you just say, whichever one is the Korban Pesach, I'm redeeming on this coin. So now, whichever one was the Korban Pesach is now chulin. The other one, whichever one it is, but the other one that's a Bechor, has a mum. So now both of them can be eaten. The Bechor can be eaten without being redeemed. It's got a mum. The Korban Pesach has been redeemed. So if you can't redeem them both, that doesn't work. That was the question. Redeem one and just say whichever one is the Korban Pesach is redeemed on this coin, the other one is the Bechor. Give them both to the Kohen as if it's a Bechor with a psul, with a mum, and let the Kohen eat both, but he should eat it in a way that's restricted to Bechor with a mum, not as if it's a Korban Pesach that's been redeemed that you can, there's no restrictions whatsoever. No. A Kohen should eat both animals with the restrictions of Bechor that has a mum. That was Rava's idea. Omar Rava, namtin le'achim, yumamu, wait till both have a mum, v'yavi behemo shmeino, and bring a big fat animal, which means a one which is worth of the more expensive of the two, v'leima, and say, kol hecha de'asya le'pesach, whichever one of these two animals that now have a mum was a Pesach, tochol oleo dehai, the Kedusha is going to be redeemed on this animal. And then both of those first animals that now have a mum can both be eaten by the Kohen as if it's a Bechor with a mum. B'teiras has to be eaten with the halachas of Bechor Balmum, with those restrictions. And the restrictions are that you're not allowed to shecht it in an itliz, you're not allowed to weigh it in an itliz, which is just the common butcher place that you're not allowed to do. Continues the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, this is a long Mishnah, but the rules of the Mishnah are pretty straightforward. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Chabura she'ovdo pischa. You had a group, five people, for example, and they lost their korban pesach. Ve'omru le'echod. They said to a shliach, they made a shliach, and they said to the shliach, Tzei u'bakesh, go out and search for our lost korban pesach. U'shchoit oleinu, and shecht a korban pesach, and shecht it for us. And it's very clear that they made him a shliach, they made this one person as an agent for them to shecht the Korban Pesach for them. This shliach, however, had no intentions of joining their Korban Pesach necessarily, because he didn't say to them that he wants to join their group. No, it was an individual person who was made an agent by the group to shecht the Korban Pesach. V'holach, this person went u'motzo, he found this lost Korban Pesach, v'shochat, and he shechted it. V'heim, what happened was, they weren't sure if he found their Korban. So what did they do? They took another Korban, v'heim lokhu v'shochtu, they took another Korban, and they shechted that. Now we have an issue. You cannot be registered on two Korban Pesachs. And once a Korban Pesach has been shechted for you, you cannot withdraw from that and register on another one. So the question is, if they shechted the Korban Pesach before the agent did, okay, then they've withdrawn from the original Korban Pesach. And their Korban Pesach is the Korban Pesach for them. And however, if the agent shechted before they did, then since the agent was a shliach of theirs, a Korban Pesach's been shechted on their behalf, and what they did with their Korban is useless, because you cannot register on a Korban that you've already been shechted, if it's already been shechted, a different Korban for these people. So the Mishnah says, Im sheloi nishchat rishon, if the agent shechted the Korban that he found before they did, hu oichel mishaloi, then he can definitely eat from his Korban, assuming that he intended to register on his Korban. It seems that this person, this agent, even though he did not make them an agent, that means in the event that they shechted, they could not shecht for him. He didn't tell them to. They said he should shecht for them. But this person, he definitely wanted to be part of this Korban Pesach that he shechted. So he eats with his Korban Pesach, because he was definitely not included in their Korban Pesach, in their second one, the one they did. However, if their Korban Pesach was shechted before his, they eat from their Korban Pesach, and this agent who shechted his own Korban, he eats from his Korban Pesach, everything is fine. The problem is, what happens if you don't know which one was shechted first? Or in the event where they both were shechted at the same time, neither was before or after the other one, then he, in any event, since he did not make them a shliach to shecht for him, in any event, he eats from his Korban Pesach. They made him a shliach, and at the same time, they shechted their own. So whichever one was first is the one that they belong to. If you don't know which is first, okay, they cannot eat from either. They cannot eat with him because maybe their own Korban Pesach was shechted first. And once their own Korban Pesach was shechted, they withdrew from the Korban that the agent shechted for them. But their Korban Pesach, they can't eat from that either, because maybe the agent shechted first, in which case they were registered on the Korban of the agent, and their Korban is for nobody, so it just has to be burnt. Upturin milasis pesach sheni, even though they cannot eat from either Korban Pesach, however, one of them was definitely done first, and therefore, that means they were definitely registered on one, we just don't know which one, and therefore, they don't need to bring a pesach sheni, even though they cannot eat from any pesach rishon, but eating is not ma'akev, and they do not bring Pesach Sheni, but they cannot eat from either of the Korban Pesach Rishons. That was a case where they made him into an agent on their behalf, and he did not intend, this agent did not intend in joining with their korban in the event that they shecht their own korban. What happens if you have an opposite case? Omar Lohen, one person, one of the group, said to the other four that I'm going to go and look for the korban Pesach. They didn't make him their agent. What they're doing is not going to influence them at all. However, he himself, he wants to find that original Korban Pesach and shecht it. But he tells them, im icharti, in the event that you shecht before me, then I want to be registered on your Korban. So this one agent is making the rest of the group an agent for him. Actually, it's not correct to say that he's the agent. He's not a shliach. Nobody made him a shliach. This individual made them into agents on his behalf in the event that they shecht before him, that he wants to be registered on their korban. They definitely didn't say show any interest in wanting to be registered on the korban that he's going to find. So Omar Lahim, if he says to them, im icharti, if I shecht the korban, if I'm going to find it and shecht it after you do, tzu'uva shechtu elai, then I want you to be my agents to shecht for me. Holach, the truth is icharti means if I'm late. But I'm translating it as being if I'm going to shecht it after yours, because it's the only way to understand the rest of the Mishnah. Holach umotza, if this individual went, umotza, you found that lost korban, v'shochat, and he shechted it. Obviously, not for them, they didn't make him an agent, he shechted it for himself. V'hein, and they, lokhu v'shochtu, they took another animal, they obviously withdrew from their first korban, and they shechted the second animal to be a korban for them. V'shochatu. So here's the reverse of the first case. They are not influenced by what he did. The question is if what they did influences him. So im shelohem nishchat rishoin, if they shechted first, hein oichlin mishalem, they obviously eat from their korban. V'hub, and this individual, oichlin moem, also eats with them, because he said, if I'm going to shecht after you, I want to be registered together with you. They shechted first, he eats with them. And what's going to be with his korban? And his korban is going to be lost, because he shechted it for himself. He's already been registered on that korban Pesach that was shechted on his behalf, and it goes lebeis asreifa. If, however, this individual found the animal and shechted it before they shechted it, then in that event, he didn't make them agents in that case. He's got his own korban. And the rest of them can eat from the korban they shechted. If you don't know which was shechted first, or they were both shechted at the same time, then since they didn't make him agents, it doesn't make a difference what this person did. The remaining four, for example, they withdrew from the original animal, they shechted their own. In any case, they have their own korban Pesach. Who but him, where he told them, I'm making you my agents if you shecht before me, and we don't know who was first. He cannot eat with them because maybe his own korban was shechted first. But he cannot eat his own korban because maybe theirs was shechted first. So yotze lebeis asreifa, it needs to be burnt. But since one of them was done for him, therefore this person doesn't need to bring a Pesach sheni. Says the Mishnah now, case number 3. Omer lohem v'omru loy. If they made an agreement together, the four people said to this one, and the one said to the four. They both said that the four said to the one, we want you to shecht a korban Pesach, look for our lost korban Pesach and shecht it for us. And then they went and shechted their own. And he told them that if you shecht before me, then I want to be registered on your korban Pesach. And he went and found the lost animal, and he shechted it himself. Then if we know which one was shechted first, then all of them are registered on that one that was shechted first. If you don't know which one was shechted first, then all of them, both animals, yotze lebeis asreifa, they're all potter from Pesach Sheni. But none of the animals can be eaten, because they made him an agent, and he made them an agent, and it was conditioned on who was going to be first, and you don't know which was first, none of the animals can be eaten. And so means in this case, it would be better had they said nothing. And we're going to soon see late in the Gemara, on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, that for a case like this, the Chachomim says, why are you talking so much? The four spoke to the individual spoke to the four, they made all these conditions with each other, and then what happened was, two animals, two korbanis, had to be burnt. Continues the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. Omru lahem, omar lahem, v'omru loy, oichlin kulom min harishoin. They can all eat from whichever was shechted first. V'meinu de'ezim emnishchat rishoin. If you don't know which one was shechted first, shneim yetzim lebeis hasreifa. Both animals have to be burnt. No one can eat any. And they're all parted from Pesach Sheni. Continues the Mishnah. Loy omar lahem, v'loy omru loy. What happens if they didn't tell him anything and he didn't tell them anything? They had this korban, it got lost. One of the group went to find it. The other four shechted their own korban. He went and found it and shechted the korban Pesach. Then, ein achroin zelze. Then neither group influenced any other one. The four, they eat from their korban Pesach, and the individual eats from that his korban Pesach, and everybody can eat. That's what we said before. They should have just said nothing to each other, and then they would all be able to eat their korban Pesach. There's so much verbal talk that they had that two animals had to be burnt. Continues the Mishnah. Now we're moving to a different type of cases. Shtei chaburois shenis arvu pischem. Five people, let's call them group A. And five people, let's call them group B. They each had a korban Pesach. And group A were registered on korban A, group B were registered on korban B. And then animal A and animal B got mixed up. We don't know which is which. And now we have a problem. So what are you going to say? A simple solution. Say that group A say, we're taking any one animal. If this is our animal, perfect, it's ours. We're registered on here, it's fine. In the event that we chanced on group B, then all of us are withdrawing from our part with animal A, and we're all going to register on animal B. And group B will say the same. If we chanced on animal B, that's perfect, it's our animal. If this is animal A, we're all withdrawing from animal B, and we're going to join animal A. That would be an easy solution. However, we're going to learn in the Gemara that everybody agrees you're not allowed to allow a Korban Pesach to be left even for one moment with no owners. So as soon as group A withdraw from Korban A is now going to become possible. It's going to be left with nobody. So that can't work. We have to find a solution where they can choose anyone, but in the event that it's a Korban that belongs to the other group, this group can become registered on it, unregister from their korban without leaving the korban with no owners. How are we going to do that? Says the Mishnah as follows. Eilu moishchim loem echod. Group A take one of the animals, not knowing if it's animal A or animal B. Ve'eilu moishchim loem echod and group B take the other animal, not knowing if it's animal B or animal A. Echod me'eilu bolo etzel eilu. One of group A, one of the people, moves over to group B. And one of the people from group A move over to group B. And this is what they say. Group A say as follows. If the animal that we've taken belongs to us, if group A say, if animal A is the one that's landed up here, that's fine. Then four of us are registered on this animal. Then your decho, you, number five, that actually were from group B, have come to us. You should withdraw from being registered on animal B. And you should register on our korban, on korban A, and that's no problem. And then at no time was any korban left without at least one of the original owners. However, group A say that if it turns out that the animal here in front of us is actually animal B, and then you, individual that came from group B to our group, are the only one which is registered on this animal, then your deinu meshuchos mishelonu, then us, the remaining four people in group A, are withdrawing from animal A. V'nimnu al shelchom, we want to register on your korban B. And group B will say the same. They'll say, if group B is there, then all that the individual that moved from group A to group B, he has to withdraw from A and join B. If animal A found its way to group B, then they'll all say that the four of them that were group B will say to the individual who came from group A and is now in group B, will say, this animal A, this was always registered with you. So your this is your animal, your korban, and us four are withdrawing from animal B and joining animal A, and everything is fine. That's the first case in this group in the Mishnah. V'chein says the Mishnah, chomeish chaburois shel chamisha chamisha. What happens if you have five groups and each one has five people in it? Shel chamisha chamisha v'shel asoro asoro, or you have 10 in each group, and all the animals got mixed up with each other. So let's say you have five groups with five people in each, and there were five, there was A, B, C, D, and E. Each one had five people, five animals. All these five animals got mixed up now. So we have to find a way of just letting each group choose any one of the animals, taking that risk that it might be theirs, it might not. If it's theirs, it's fine. If it's not theirs, then they have to find a way of becoming registered on this animal without at any point in time leaving this animal with nobody. So they cannot just all withdraw from their own animals and register on the animals that they've now chosen, because then the animals will be left without owners for a moment. We can't do that. So what do we do? Exactly the same as we said before. You have 25 people and you have five animals. So what you do is you make five new groups where each group consists of one person from each group. So if you have now a new group, A is going to be comprised of one person from A, one from B, one from C, one from D, one from E. And now you have each group. And then each group just take any one animal. And since in every group there's one person, at least one person that belonged to each of those animals will always have at least one person registered. And then they'll say to each other, as we said before, if the new group A will say, if this is animal A, then the one individual that was from A, he's the one that belongs here. All the other four will withdraw from their groups and join this one. If B is here, then B, the person that was in group B, is now going, it belongs to animal B, and the other four have to withdraw. And then at every given moment, there's always at least one person that's remaining registered on the original carbon. And that the same as with two is with four. Shnayim shenisarvu pischem. What happens if you have two people, Reuven and Shimon? Reuven had one animal. Shimon had one animal, and there was Reuven just had one person in the group, and that was him. Shimon had one person in the group, that was him. And now the two animals got mixed up. Here we have a real issue. What are we going to do now? They can't just take any one animal and say, if this is mine, is good. If not, I'm withdrawing. Because here we have the problem that if you're going to withdraw from your animal, you're going to leave your animal with nobody. And then it's going to become parcel. So what do we do now? So the Gemara's got a good idea. Before they say anything, Reuven gets somebody from the street and says, come, I want you to join me. I'm registered, I own a Korban Pesach, I don't know which animal it is, but one of these are mine, I want you to join me. So now we have two people. Shimon says the same, I want you to join me. Now we have two people in each Korban. Now we can make the switch. Now that each Korban has two people, then we'll switch one of them. Reuven's partner will move to Shimon, and Shimon's partner will move to Reuven, and then they'll say the same thing. They'll choose any one animal, and Reuven will say, if this is my Korban, it's my Korban. And you, partner of Shimon, withdraw from Shimon's animal and join mine. If this is Shimon's animal, then it belongs to you, partner of Shimon. I'm withdrawing from mine and joining you. And the other group will say the same, and that's a perfect solution. The question is going to be, in the case before, where you had five people, five groups of five people, it seems in the Mishnah that it only works if you have five in each group. But if you had four in one of the groups, it wouldn't work, because you're going to be left with one animal who's not going to have five people. Why didn't the Gemara just say, even if you've got five groups and there's not five in all of them, if there's anyone missing, then before they say what they say, we'll bring somebody from the outside. The same idea as we said here, why couldn't we say before? The Gemara is going to discuss that. But so what do we do? Zeh Moishech Le'echod, Reuven brings somebody from the outside. Zeh Moishech Le'echod, and Shimon brings somebody from the outside. Zeh M'mane, well, no. Actually, Zeh Moishech Le'echod, Zeh Moishech Le'echod. Reuven takes one animal, Shimon takes one animal. Zeh M'mane Imo Echod Min Ashuk. Reuven, before he says anything, before there's any withdrawals happening, Reuven takes somebody from the marketplace. He brings another partner on his korban, whichever is his. Zeh M'mane Imo Yachir and Shimon Min Ashuk, and Shimon does the same. He takes somebody from the marketplace. Zeh Boy Tzol Zeh. Reuven now, and then they switch over. One from this group moves over to that group. Either Reuven or his partner move to Shimon. Either Shimon or his partner move to the other one. Zeh Boitzel Zeh, one goes from this one to this one, Zeh Boitzel Zeh, and the other one goes to this one. And they say as follows, Im Shaliwa Pesach, let's say that Reuven's partner went to Shimon and Shimon's partner went to Reuven. So Reuven says, Im Shaliwa Pesach Hazeh, if the animal which I've chosen is my Korban Pesach, then Yodecho, you, formerly partner of Shimon. Now you're my partner, Meshuches Mishalcha, you should withdraw from your part in Shimon's animal. V'nimnes al Shali and join mine. Perfect. My animal always had one person. Me, Reuven. I'm here. I haven't withdrawn. V'im Shalchau ha-Pesach Zeba, if Reuven says to the partner of Shimon, if we have chance upon Shimon's korban, that's fine. Then you, this is your korban. You're not withdrawing. But I, Reuven, have to withdraw from my korban that's now by Shimon and register on yours. Yodi Meshuches Mishali, I am withdrawing from mine. V'im Nisal Shalchau, and I'm registering on yours. And Shimon does the same. And that's a perfect solution. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Omar Lohen v'omru loy, in a case where, in the first part of the Mishnah, where we had where the single person said to the group, they should be agents for him, and they said he should be agents for them, then oichel min arishon, if you know which one was shechted first, all of them eat from the first animal. Loy Omar Lohem v'loy omru loy, In that case, where Omar Lohem v'Omru Loi, if you don't know which one was shechted first, both animals are burnt. In the case of Loi Omar Lohem v'Loi Omru Loi, nobody said anything. Let's say there was five, and the animal got lost, and the four shechted their own korban. One of the individuals went to find this lost korban and shechted it for himself. They're not responsible for each other. They eat from their korban, and he eats from his. Einu nachraim ze lo ze. Mikan Omru Chachomim. In order to avoid this type of situation, the Chachomim said, Yofe shtiko lechachomim. Wise people sometimes know when silence is better, not to talk so much. Kal v'chomim letipshim, and silly people are less wise, of course they shouldn't talk so much. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Gam evil machrish chochom yichoshiv. Even a stupid person, if he's silent, the chances are it's a wise thing for him to be silent. And certainly that we see the virtue of silence in a case like this, where because they spoke so much, two korbanis ended up being burnt. Continues the Gemara. Shnaim shenis arvu bischem, going to the second part of the Mishnah that we learned. We're now in Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. If you had two groups and there was only one person registered on each korban and the animal got mixed up. So the Gemara is saying, Leimu masnisin deloik Rabbi Yehuda. We may have proof from this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because what's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Everybody agrees that if a Korban Pesach is left for any one moment with nobody registered on it, everyone agrees it's possible. There's a machlokes. Is it okay if there's any one of the original group on it left, even though the one that remains registered on a korban is not the one which was there when the animal was first acquired? When an animal is first bought, it's bought belonging to a specific owner or owners. They bought it. If now this owner or owners, they can add as many people on, they could register as many people as they want. The question is, if those original buyers have both withdrawn, leaving only those that were added, is that okay or not? Rabbi Yehuda says that Abnei Shas Lekichosoi Kopid, Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there must, not only does there always have to be somebody registered on the korban, but it has to be one of the original owners. So the Gemara says, I'm going to bring proof from this Mishnah, like that, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, let's first see which is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. It says in the Pasuk, the literal translation of this is that if there's not enough people with which to join the Korban Pesach, then Velokachu Ushcheno, he should take some friends and neighbors and relatives and have more people on the Korban Pesach, so the Korban Pesach shouldn't get left over. But the Gemara learns from there that im yimat, which means that you can minimize, that means you can always minimize the amount of people that are on the korban by withdrawing. Minimizing means that there's always something left. Just you can minimize and make it less and less. But we learn from him, Melamed shemismatin v'olchin, you can withdraw, one after the next can withdraw from a korban Pesach. Uvilvad sheye echod min hachabura kaim, but it must be that one of the original owners were left. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't matter if none of the original owners are left. As long as you never leave the Korban Pesach with nobody being registered on it. So from this Mishnah, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yossi. It seems like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because in that second case, when you have Reuven and Shimon, they were the sole owners of the Korban Pesach. And you said that since they got mixed in, what do? Reuven brings a partner, Shimon brings a partner, and then they switch with each other. And they say what they say, as we learned in the Mishnah. But then in that case, it will turn out that it could well be that Reuven, who's now together with Shimon's partner, and they may have animal B with them, and then Reuven says to Shimon's partner, you registered onto Shimon. So this is now your Korban Pesach. So I am withdrawing from mine, and I'm joining yours. So what's going to be is that animal A, the animal belonging to Reuven Lekatchila, is now going to be eaten by who? By Shimon and Reuven's partner that added on to Reuven later. And Shimon's Korban is going to be eaten by Reuven and Shimon's partner, who became a partner after it was bought. Which means that both of these Korbanos are going to be left always with somebody registered on them, but not necessarily somebody who originally owned the animal. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says it's a good idea. So you see that the Mishnah is not following Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. No. Omar Rabbi Yochanan afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there must be somebody from the original ownership that is remaining on the Korban. You're asking a good question. In the case of Reuven and Shimon, there's nobody left. He says no. Because Rabbi Yehuda says something else. Kiven to Omar Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda says, and we learned about this on Daf Tzadik Aleph, that Ein Shoichatines HaPesach Al HaYochid, that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for a single individual. If so, Reuven had a Korban Pesach, and he was the sole owner, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven cannot shecht the Korban Pesach being a sole owner, because we do not shecht the Korban Pesach for an individual. So that means that when Reuven bought his Korban Pesach, even though he was the only one who bought it, then it's as if to say that the person I'm going to join with me, he's like, so to speak, an original partner in mine, because I needed him. It's not something I can choose to do, it's something I have to do, otherwise I cannot shecht it. So Reuven's partner, even though he joined at a later point in time, but Reuven initially had in mind that this animal was going to belong to him and the partner he was going to bring add on. And therefore, as long as either Reuven or his partner is left, it's not contrary to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. It's as if from the beginning he had in mind this person that was going to join him. And it's as if one of the, it's as if the if all you're left on Reuven's korban is Reuven's partner, it's as if one of the original owners are still left on the korban. Says the Gemara, Omer Vashi, Masnisin Nami Daika. I can even prove from our Mishnah. Diktoni, because we saw in our Mishnah, V'chein Chomesh Chaburis Shel Chomesh Chomesh. If you have five groups of five, as we saw when we learned the Mishnah, A, B, C, D, E, each had five people, Shel Chomesh in, Abel Shel Chomesh V'arba Loi. As I explained before, it seems from the Mishnah that if you have five groups, five, 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 we have no issue. What do? You can split up the groups into five groups, where each one in group A, you now have somebody from group A, B, C, D, E. And the same with group B and all these groups. So you always have somebody from the original group. It would seem from there that if you have five groups, five, 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 four, now you can have a problem. Because each one is going to choose one of the korbanos. In one of the groups, there's only going to be four people. And it could be that this animal belongs to a group which is not one of these four. What are you going to do then? So the Mishnah seems to say, in that case, you cannot do this. Aval shel chomish var chamisho var bar loy. It's not good. Lav, do we not assume that the reason that the Mishnah says that is mishum deloy fayish chad mibnei chabur agabe? It must be because we hold of Rabbi Yehuda and you need one of the original group to be there. And therefore, if you have four, it could be that one of the original group are not left, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the group of four, they have an easy solution. Bring somebody, a fifth person from the outside, join their group, whichever animal is theirs, and then do the same as we said before. The problem is that we risk the animal belonging to group E, which has only got the four people in, now has a fifth one. Maybe the only person in that group that's still left with his korban is the new person that was added on. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not good enough. And we said before, if there's only two, one and two, there Rabbi Yehuda says that the second one is included. But if you have four, the fifth one is not necessarily included. Therefore, number five is an addition. So you might be left with a korban that's going to be only with the addition, but not with anybody from the original korban left. And that's why the Mishnah says that if it's not 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, one of them is four, it does not work. It must be. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Shema mino. So not only do we not have proof from our Mishnah to Rabbi Yossi, we actually have proof from the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda. Hadron aloch mishayotomei. B'siyata d'shmai, we've finished Perek Mishayotomei. Mirtz Hashem will do Chazorah of Perek Mishayotomei. Uslikalo Pesach Sheini. As we know, Maseches Psochim, it's called Psochim in plural, is two Masechtas bound together. Pesach Rishon being the first four Prokim and the last Perek, which is dealing with the Halochas of Pesach, Chometz, Matzah, Lel Seder. And then you have Pesach Sheini, not talking about necessarily the Pesach Sheini in Iyar, but a second Maseches Psochim, which is talking about the Korban Pesach and all the halachas we've learned, which is Perek Hei Vov Zayin Ches Tes. We've finished all those halachas dealing with Korban Pesach, and Yemir Tzashem, in the next year we're going to start Perek Erev Psochim Arvi Psochim, which is actually the last Perek of the Pesach Rishon, dealing primarily with halachas of Leil Seder, and we're going to start that in the next year, Yemir Tzashem.